Hello, welcome to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. And happy Easter to all of you. It's wonderful to do this reflection for Easter Sunday. What we're going to do normally is to miss out Sundays so that there is encouragement to engage with the really excellent church services that are being broadcast around the country. But I just felt that I couldn't miss out today. It's a wonderful opportunity to proclaim our Hallelujah Resurrection faith. And I'm going to read from John's Gospel, from John chapter 20, after beginning with a word of prayer. Lord, as we have journeyed with your Son through the Garden of Gethsemane, the agony of his prayers, the extraordinary love shown on the cross, the quietness of Easter Saturday. So today, we journey on into Easter Sunday, and right at the beginning of this time, we worship you that you are alive. Come, Lord Jesus, by your risen presence, your risen power, and reassure our hearts today, and fill us with light and love and joy. Thank you for the cross, and thank you for the empty tomb. Be with us now as we read and reflect. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the opening verses of John's great resurrection chapter, John chapter 20, reading from verse 1 through to verse 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Well, what a wonderful, wonderful reading. And the resurrection that has the power to transform our lives, to turn our lives upside down. This morning, may we hear the words of Jesus by his words, applied to our hearts by the Spirit. And may we be reassured of the truth of the resurrection. I have a story that comes from the time of the Russian Revolution in 1917, a time when the communist authorities sought to stamp out the Christian faith in the hearts of the people. There was widespread fear as followers of Jesus were interrogated, tortured, and killed. And in one town in Easter week, a meeting was called to discuss religion. Different communist speakers confidently and eloquently argued their case. Christianity was a nonsense, they said, and the resurrection was nothing more than a myth, a fairy tale. Belief in this and other Christian superstitions would not be tolerated in this new era of scientific atheism. After these speeches had been given, an elderly Russian Orthodox priest rose bravely to his feet. He walked slowly to the front of the meeting and turned to face the crowd. What would he say? The priest simply gave out the traditional Russian Orthodox Easter greeting, "Christ is risen." The crowd replied with a response that they all knew, "He is risen indeed." Again the priest gave the greeting, and again they responded. When he said for the third time, "Christ is risen," the response was thunderous. "What more is there to say?" the priest declared as the noise died down. "Let us go to our homes." The people had passed from trembling fear to courageous faith, and it was the resurrection of Jesus that enabled them to make the transition. You know, that's what the resurrection does. It enables us to move from fear to faith. We see that in that story where people in difficult days were strengthened by the knowledge of the resurrection. We see that in this reading here, where Mary, this faithful disciple, goes to the tomb and is met by the angel, indeed more than that, is met by Jesus himself. Her tears of sadness turn to tears of joy and delight. Fear and confusion turns to faith. May this be our experience today. I know that listening, you'll be in all sorts of personal circumstances, perhaps working hard on this day, perhaps lonely and isolated, perhaps unwell. We think of the crowd who were there in that meeting in 1917 and the whole range of emotions. Fear, pretty certain, but different emotions that they are feeling. And yet they all heard the resurrection cry, "He is risen," and they all responded, "He is risen indeed." Mary hears Jesus' voice calling her name and responds to him in words of faith and joy, acknowledging him as teacher and Lord. As we hear the words today, "He is risen," may we respond, "He is risen indeed, hallelujah." As we hear Jesus by his word and Spirit calling your name, may we respond, "My Lord and my God, he is risen indeed. May God confirm our faith. May God drive away our doubts and our fears. May we face today and face the days that lie ahead with new confidence, with new zeal, with new passion, with new love for God and for others, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is risen indeed. As we pause together, we thank God for His grace. We thank God for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Father, we praise You, we worship You for the resurrection of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead. Thank You that this is Your Amen to His finished work on the cross. We praise You that death is defeated. We praise You that this seismic event in human history has changed everything. Thank You for the new creation that is coming to birth. Thank You that You have made us who believe in You new creatures in Jesus, in Your resurrection power. Thank You that You have given new life. And we pray that from this point on, our lifestyle would be increasingly new as well. Fill our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit and help us to be hallelujah resurrection people today. As we hear the words, He is risen, may we respond, even now, He is risen indeed, hallelujah. And as we hear Jesus calling our name, may we respond in faith to our Saviour, our friend and our Lord, who is risen from the dead and who is alive forevermore. Amen.